A PDF of additional resources and material accompanies this program. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Good Girls, A Story and Study of Anorexia by Hadley Freeman. Read by the author.
For my cousin Katie Lazarus, who I will always miss. When you're trying hard to be your best, could you be a little less? From What It Feels Like for a Girl by Madonna. Stay with me, the world is dark and wild. Stay a child while you can be a child. From Stay With Me in Into the Woods by Stephen Sondheim. Introduction. Diary entry, 3rd of December, 1995. I just spent 3 years of my life in mental hospitals, so why am I crazier than I was before? From the ages of 14 to 17, I lived in various psychiatric wards, all close enough to my home in London so my parents could bring my homework on the weekends, but not so close that I could actually attend school, which I wasn't allowed to do anyway. This would have been unimaginable to me and my parents when I was 13, when my biggest concerns were how well I had done on my French test and whether I should quit violin lessons to focus on my GCSEs. But shortly after my 14th birthday, I, very suddenly, stopped eating, that most basic of human activities that even infants can do. I also, soon after, stopped passing any waste due to the whole not eating thing. So I guess I had regressed to the fetal stage by that point, a zygote, atoms, pure nothing. When I was checked into the first hospital, my body was cannibalizing my muscles and heart for nutrition. I had developed, the doctor said, anorexia nervosa. He was right about that, but pretty much nothing else he told me about anorexia turned out to be correct. Why I had it, what it felt like, or what life would be like when I was in so-called recovery. Even the name was wrong, anorexia nervosa, nervous loss of appetite. I didn't feel nervous, anxious, depressed, manic and hopeless, yes, but not nervous, and I never lost my appetite.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?